TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
No more gems left on the cutting room floor.
Alrighty. There'll be no more gems at all. We're used up, guys. We're spent.
Somebody get me a cigarette.
Someone get me a jazz cigarette.
Oh, Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Things can be sexual if you say them in a weird voice.
TikTok, it's spoiler o'clock. That's from the show Taskmaster.
Ooh, yes.
That was an unintentional bit of comedy.
It was. Okay, so I recognize I am the least funny of the three Tancasters. I'm the least quick. I'm the least witty. I know my place. I'm the straight man. I'm the butt monkey. I get it. But I will say...
Very convincing.
See,
Tim.
I didn't even know how to react to that, Tim. Further proving my point.
And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome.
You sexy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm Tim.
Oh, you shut your down.
Hey, and that's my...
When you hear that sound, Noah just got a link to something.
My weather app telling me shit.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast. There, it happened.
I'm Andy, and I know it's pretty baby, but I didn't take it out for air.
I'm Noah, the N in ass to ass.
There's no N in ass to ass.
I love that there's no N in ass to ass.
Nope.
But you know what there is? Two A's.
I was hoping that they wouldn't catch that.
Oh, they probably didn't, even though we mentioned it.
You know, one of our users tweeted at us, like, I think Tim had, like, tweeted from TanCast, like, the show's going to be late or something. Like, one of our users was like, we've been listening this long. We're not going anywhere. I'm like, that is a fair point. I mean, I feel like if you've been listening for this long, you're probably not going to be like, eh. I don't know what I mean. Like, you just can keep going.
We've gotten very British. Series appear sort of like in between our other projects.
I don't know how to shut off my phone.
Oh.
What do you mean? Like, power it off? Like,
yeah. I'm pressing the button and just Siri. Like, stop listening to me, Siri. Just shut off the phone.
Oh, you hit the volume up button and the other button on the right at the same time and hold it.
So it's like it's kind of like when you don't want to come too quick. You just pinch both sides of the tip.
I thought that's how you take a picture.
It is, unless you hold it.
Yes. Sorry. If you just tap it, screenshot, hold it, turn off.
Yep.
Really could use a button at the bottom, Apple. And a headphone jack. Knock off your nonsense.
Headphone jack's not coming back, buddy. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, I know. I can just piss or shout at the wind. That's what I do.
Yeah, you shout.
You can piss into it too if you want to.
That's pretty much all I do. Lime Skittles, John Williams theme. I just shout at the wind. Hey, thing that's changing that I don't want to change. Change back. And the universe whispers, no.
I don't suspect I'll get a reply back, but I finally tweeted at Twitter. I'm like, I do not want to get these topic notifications anymore. Stop. Can I just stop this? And so I think I found a link that basically somehow figured out basically, I think on hashtags, all the things I like. And it's a fucking lot. And I think that's partially where it's coming from. And I tried to uncheck them all, but I do it too fast. And the system's like, oh, it's overloaded. I'm like, no, it's not fucking overloaded. Like, you guys got
it's
a lot
like,
of money.
Slow down. I mean, they hate all this shit slowly.
They might think I'm a bot or something, like, but I'm like, really, a bot's just going to uncheck all the stupid shit it doesn't want you to know if I had about? Probably would try to hack my account, change the password, change my name.
Oh, classic behavior. As soon as someone takes over somebody else's account, the first thing they want is to stop getting notifications. Yep. Classic. Yep.
That's the first thing. Spamming all the contacts? No. Changing login information? No. Unsubscribing to shit.
So I made like halfway through and I was like, this is tedious. Because there's no, of course there's no, hey, just uncheck all these.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. But anyways.
Design anti-patterns.
You know what we got, guys?
What do we got?
What do we got?
Someone sent some tan laughs and there's enough for everybody.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, don't forget it. Here, space.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Everyone loves a good joke, so we tell jokes on the show each week. We love to tell jokes. You send them to us, fucktards@tencast.com. Send something there you think will amuse us. Telling jokes gets you laid at the party. If you don't believe me, well, that is just fine. Stick around for these jokes anyway, because it's 10 laugh time.
Here we go!
And that's where I put in the 10 laugh jingle.
Came in on July 22nd from Leslie.
All right.
From your number one redheaded ginger, I forget which one I am, in parentheses, Disney freak with the 8-year-old newborn. Newborn, this is so crazy. I wonder if he's walking yet.
It took me a second.
So these are like kind of grainy screenshots, but whatever. I can read it. I've been a very bad girl, she said, biting her lip. I need to be punished. Very well, he said, and installed Windows 10 on her laptop. Which reminds me of a TikTok I've seen where it's like this girl, she's being sexual, like, if you had 24 hours and I'd do whatever you want, because, you know, what would you do? And this guy's like in a vest, he's like, Bill didn't show up today and we need a lot of work. Those clothes aren't appropriate. You should buy a vest and get a safety helmet over there. I'm like, oh, that makes me laugh.
Do you want me to read the next one, or how are
sure,
we doing
do
this?
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Nope.
Yeah, go
rotate right. It.
He was very careful during bonded sessions. He always used a safe word that contained upper and lowercase letters and at least one number.
Oh my god. you...
Oh, okay.
Uppercase S. Oh shit.
Underscore. Stop it.
Password, but the P and W are both capitals, and the A is an at symbol, and the O is a zero.
I bet that's pretty common as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's why I had it just sitting right on top of my head. I desperately need to do the third one because I feel this one on a personal level.
Okay.
Exciting.
Yeah. Sorry. She knelt naked before him, breasts heaving with desperate desire, but he just stood there in silence. He didn't know how to talk to girls.
Too real.
I know.
I guess we'll just, you know, round robin this. She couldn't resist him. He really turned her on. Then he turned her off. Then he turned her on again.
I heard that fixes all relationship issues.
My wife keeps nagging me. Have you tried rebooting her, sir?
You gotta unplug her and plug her in again. Yeah.
I mean, I booted her once, but then the cops got called and I went to jail for a little while.
I tried upgrading the RAM.
Yeah. RAM. Things can be sexual if you say them in a weird voice.
Hey, baby, I got wood, so let me log in.
Yep,
Timmy
yep,
and Tim
that
had pizza. And it was
dish.
Hot, cheesy.
With all that sauce.
Hey, guys. Guys, I got a mosquito bite, and now the knuckle on my pinky toe, itchy.
You can't do it on command. The Making Things Sexy thing. All sidebar. Right. I set up my ring that was here when we moved in. So I finally like logged in, created an account and all that. And like, apparently it's just far enough away from the Wi-Fi that it works sometimes and sometimes not. I'm like, look, I went live. And then where I was talking to them outside and then I tried to do it again, I was like, it can't do it on command.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. It's really one of the things you look for in a security system. It always is fucking working.
Yep.
Why did we fucking get a booster? This is Tancast. Fuck. Yeah, I can pay for a booster. There's a little device I can buy with my money costs.
Nothing in this world is free, Tim.
That's not true.
Is that?
Yeah, you think I'd have an example at the ready, but I don't.
I was like, waiting.
Let's get back to the jokes. He was heavily into BDSM, Batman, Dungeons and Dragons, Star Trek, and mathematics. Oh, excuse me. That would be BDDSTM.
Oh, burned a joke.
Suck it, 50 Nerds of Gray.
Brock?
Yeah.
Brock?
Yeah, I'm a pigeon.
What?
Huh? I think Andy's next.
Should I do this one as a pigeon? Is that what you're trying to tell
me? Actually, I was just saying I'm a parrot.
I know. Okay. I know you did.
That makes way more sense.
Which is why I so enjoyed it being a pigeon.
Well, yeah, you guys haven't heard of those talking pigeons?
Yep, I have.
That go, brack, for some reason. You know what?
The first 10 times I heard them, I thought they were parrots because it was just so similar. It's taken a while to understand the nuance. Sort of like how I can't tell Liverpool and Manchester accents apart. Anywho. Sorry, gotta get my sexy voice on. Come over, she begged.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I couldn't keep that going.
Well, we thought we were gonna keep our listeners, but
Andy put it in the thing that'll drive them away.
Okay, here we go. Come over, she begged. I need you right now. Just turn it off and on again, he sighed. He hated these late night rebooty calls.
All right, this is the last one. Her eyes widened as he placed his Bunsen burner on her dressing table and lit the flame. She loved a man who was experimental in the bedroom.
Oh. Sorry, the former chemist nonsense in me loves that one.
And that is it. Thank you, Leslie.
We did it.
Damn right we did.
Okay.
And we will do it again someday.
But not today.
So the only question now is...
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak?
Yeah!
We'll find out on our very next segment.
Yeah!
How was your motherfucking week?
Yeah!
Did you add in there or are you just doing it while you play it?
I'm doing it while I played it.
Gotcha.
I would. They would have been more time to the beat more accurately if I had actually done that ahead of time.
Yep.
Well, I think we all saw a movie.
We did. African American Widow.
What'd you say?
African American Widow.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we saw. African American Widow.
African American Single Lady. Don't let her husband's death define her.
True. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
I enjoyed it about exactly as much as I thought it would, which I think is like it's definitely one of the middling Marvel movies for me.
Yeah, I can see that. I was just saying,
oh, sorry.
I was just gonna say, like, I heard a breakdown of the villain or critique. I'm like, that's kind of apt.
Well, hang on. Should we just jump into spoilers?
No. Let's try to talk about a little bit spoiler free, and then we can dive in.
Okay.
I think we can talk about it in broad strokes first at least a minute.
I cannot say what I want to say about the villain without spoilers, so yeah, okay. I will.
So, put a big asterisk next to it. We'll come back to that.
Put a pin in.
I just feel like if this had been released in, if it had been released where it was in the timeline, if this like came out the same year as, you know, like Homecoming, Black Panther, and Ragnarok, like if it had, if there had been a fourth Marvel movie that year and it was this, I think I would have enjoyed it more. Just like the whole like, yeah, okay. Like every so often she would get in situations, she's like, oh my gosh, how's she going to get out of this one? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm certain she's going to.
I did think about that. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, there's no way something bad's going to happen to now because we know it's going to happen.
Although I will say I'm super glad we finally got the origin story of how she got that vest I didn't even notice she was wearing in Infinity War.
They spent so long on the vest. Now, I will say that the time that they spent on the vest was very funny.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed every scene with her sister. Like,
yes.
Her sister cracked me up.
Oh, she didn't really do it for me.
I thought she was hilarious. She was explaining like how they took out the female reproductive stuff, and she's like, yeah, and then they cut little bits, and then yeah, I was going to talk about fallopian tubes. like this, that's dark, but also a funny way to talk about it.
Yes. Yeah, and just like really leaning into the awkward to like really lean on the person that she's saying this stuff to. I'm like, beautiful. That's just.
Think I might have been hampered by the meta knowledge that I know where they're essentially grooming her as the replacement for like they're like here this person's gonna take over for Natasha now.
I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what.
I mean,
her arc
I don't know
is.
If that's the case, but that's what it felt like.
Gotcha.
It did feel that way. So I can't get into what I want to say now without spoilers. So we'll put a pin in this as well. I will say I agree with you. I thought it's overall kind of middling. I also I do think that if this had come out before, even if it had come out after Infinity War as like let's take a step back and like talk Black Widow for a little while. But definitely Endgame. Like, Endgame really recontextualized this movie quite a lot. And in ways that I think detracted from it. Also, I will say that there was a lot going on in this movie that just it sort of felt like stuff happened because this is the stuff that happens next. Like it seemed the beginning of the movie I thought was a lot stronger than the end of the movie. I felt like once we got into the third act, it was sort of like now stuff's just happening because it's the stuff that happens. Like it no longer felt like there was a clear reason or a clear struggle or whatever. It felt like I could have sketched out all of the big moments in the final act, so like nothing surprised me.
But probably I also felt that way because you knew it was going to happen.
Well, and that's part of the problem. But another part of the problem is that there's a really big spoiler that I definitely want to talk about why the third act was kind of so underwhelming. And kind of unsatisfying.
Okay. Well, we just say spoilers.
This dancing around them is getting annoying. So it here
is.
It comes.
Yeah, I'm annoying myself. Is there anything else we want to say about this?
No, God, please, no.
It's spoiler time.
Okay.
No.
TikTok, it's spoiler o'clock. That's from the show Taskmaster.
Ooh, yeah.
That was an unintentional bit of comedy.
It was. So the reveal during the kind of final showdown with the main bad guy, which I guess wasn't really the final showdown with the main bad guy. The reveal
what
that
in
is
the
like
name of hell are you talking about?
When she's actually in the control room for the Red Room and facing off against the main bad guy and
the I desperately want to be Brian Cox from X-Men 2 guy.
Yes. Yes. You noticed that as well. Yeah. That or maybe Brian Cox from the Bourne movies.
Whatever but, it is, Brian Cox is not returning our calls.
Yes.
So we got
either way, the answer is still Brian Cox.
Cox
yeah,
is
so,
always
so
the answer.
Brian Cocksucker is sort of like explaining why he, you know, why he's untouchable and why he's actually super powerful and whatever. And then not once, but two, maybe three times. I know definitely two times. You keep getting flashbacks where it's like, aha, but really reverse card. I'm like, you're just going to keep like doing flashback cutaways to Uno reverse cards through this whole thing. That is really unsatisfying. That's not
I
like
have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Me either.
Okay, good.
Okay, so it keeps cutting back to it's like, aha, but Natasha actually knew this fact and was prepared for it.
Oh, that didn't bother me.
Nor me.
Okay. It did bother me because it's like it's not showing her like adapting to the situation. It's sort of like you don't know this, but we already had a plan for that. Haha. Well, we already had a plan for that too.
But part of being a good spy is having a plan. I mean, yes, it's adapting, but yeah. It's also like having knowledge before you go in so you can be successful.
Yeah, yeah, but it's the fact that they had to do a double beat on it. Like the fact that it's they could have done one and it would have been like, oh shit, she knew all of this all along. But it's like, oh, she knew this one piece all along. And he's like, aha, but there's this other piece. And she's like, oh, but she also knew this other piece all along.
Okay. So you wanted them just to reveal all at once.
Either all at once or not at all, or like, you know, leave you guessing, like, did she know about this or like whatever it was, anything but what they did.
Gotcha.
Anything but the like, aha, but I have this. Aha, but she actually already knew this. Aha, but I have this additional flashback.
Yep. Not one single scrap of bother for me.
Okay. Well,
you are on your boat alone in that one. Yeah. Yeah. At least in this
You're out in the ocean, just bobbing and weaving.
Yep.
I would say the reveal of the main, well, one of the baddies being female, and like someone was talking about the costume, and like they need to make the costume that way. What is the purpose besides the fact that they are trying to hide the fact? But it's like, why would the main villain care? Like he wouldn't care to try to hide the fact of who it was or if it's female or not. But yeah,
I was like, oh, good. They finally realized that you don't have to make those useless breastplates for female costumes. It's not like the breasts are some gigantic hard, like, unless she's, you know, like Dolly Parton under there, you don't really need to like carve out extra space for boobs.
Sure. But also the suit was just way too big for that person, which doesn't make sense if you're trying to be like a agile fighter.
Like way too barrel chested.
Just way too, like, if you look at her head compared to, like, the rest of the suit, her head is tiny compared to that suit.
Maybe she's just got a small head.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being racist.
Maybe
someone
small
was like,
head people,
someone's like, it's like they hit chest and legs day, but forgot head day. I'm like, yeah.
I mean,
maybe it's, like, cybernetically enhanced. Like, maybe it's kind of like an Iron Man, well, more like a War Machine suit.
Possible.
Because it's, you know.
But even then, Iron Man suit formed to him, pretty much.
It was pretty bulky.
Yeah. It looked War Machines.
Especially
was.
Early days.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But like, we're not in the early days anymore.
Well, they don't have Stark Tech.
Yeah, exactly. They're dealing with Russian shit. This is like knockoff of knockoff.
Also, like the other person said, like, I don't know if it's good, but like the fact that it seemed like she was just being computer assisted as opposed to like that being her power. Like, because Taskmaster is not computer assisted. Like, that's just his skill. Yeah, I think he just felt like it was kind of a dumbing down of the actual villain. That they're basing off of.
Yep. I've seen that complaint so many times, and I love that Marvel did Iron Man 3, where they took the Mandarin, completely reimagined it, made it completely different, made a ton of fanboys angry, and they said, all right, message received. We're going to do the exact same fucking thing with the Taskmaster, and you're still going to come pay money to see it. What are you going to do about it? Come at me, bro.
Well, also, we didn't know.
They're still going to come after this weekend. I guarantee it.
I mean, like, I feel like the Mandarin is a way better twist than what they did here. It's just like they just gender swapped it and then changed what her powers are.
Well, like, they not only gender swapped it, they made it a girl that she assassinated, and that was like one of the, you know, the big red in her ledger thing. Like, this is the person that she feels the most bad about.
Sure.
Having killed this little girl,
like,
and then it turns out she's not dead.
I'll link the link. I feel like this guy made examples of like there's a way they could have done this and made a better story. And I agree.
I disagree. It was the best story they could have possibly made. I'm not even going to read your link.
Best story they could have made, even though it's not your favorite Marvel movie.
Exactly. It couldn't have been better. Meh.
But regardless of any of that stuff, I still enjoyed the ride.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, in the moment, I didn't really notice that stuff about the Taskmaster, but I was like, oh, that's a fair point. I can see where you're coming from.
I kind of wanted to see more of Taskmaster. I mean, I get the point is like, this is an undefeatable fighter.
Yeah. I mean, I like him or them as a villain, the idea of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I hope Taskmaster comes back, which again seems is a spoiler like, because it tells you that Taskmaster
we're
survives.
In spoiler town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I think Taskmaster does, I would imagine.
Yeah, I kind of want there to be like I'm cool if they want to do a limited run series with like, you know, Red Guardian and I can't remember her name. It's like Iron Fox or some shit like that, I think is her comic book character. Rachel Weisz.
Yeah.
Rachel Weisz. Rachel Weisz.
I will say like the early part of the film, really, really good. The middle part of the film I thought was hilarious. Sort of like taking these characters and like playing their kind of human foibles and problems against what we've seen so far in the MCU and realizing that all four of these characters that are forming like this little family thing or like want to or had previously or whatever, that they're all kind of fucking shitty people. Like, I really enjoyed that. Yeah, like comparing Red Guardian to Captain America, and it's like everything about him is wrong from a Captain America standpoint. Like the ego, but also like the pettiness and the self-involvement. Oh, yeah. It was just absolutely fantastic. Yeah, and then Rachel Weisz's character being kind of like sort of dark Bruce Banner ish a little, not with the, like, you know, hulking out and whatever, but like the absolutely brilliant scientist, but just complete disregard for like what her science actually does and like the impact it's having on the world. And then the two little girls who definitely want to be better, where like they're both so proud of like what shitty pieces of shit they've been their whole lives. Like both of the quote unquote parent figures are like, but you're such good killers. Like, how is this not amazing for you?
I mean, I feel like Black Widow feels more like kind of remorse.
Yeah. Over. Yeah. This is, and I feel like, Yelena has also come to feel the same way. Yeah. But like, for both of them, like the story of their rise to this position has not been a heroic one or even an anti-heroic one. Like maybe they're heroes or anti-heroes now, but it's based on like just a lot of shitty murder.
As opposed to awesome murder.
Yes, as opposed to awesome murder.
The best kind of murder.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I murder that pussy.
You don't murder the pussy, Jim.
You ain't lying, Jack.
You don't even like assault it.
I don't know. I don't even write a sternly worded letter.
Dear madam, pussy stank anyways. Flip flop, flip flop, flip flop.
Oh, I saw a stupid TikTok where this guy's like, he lays in his ear against his lady friend's genital area, and goes, and his head is facing towards her head. And he goes, if you lean this way, you can hear the ocean. And then he turns his head the other way. If you lean this way, you can smell it. He's like, oh Jesus no. Christ.
As soon as you said that he can hear, as soon as you said he puts his ear to it, I was like, he can hear the ocean, he can smell the ocean. Like the.
Do you know that joke?
No, just the punchline wrote itself in my head that quickly.
I also don't get TikTok. I mean, I don't get TikTok. Like, just these stupid pranks. I was like,
that's the sentence. That's the tweet. There yep. It is. Go.
Stupid pranks that people play on each other. And it's just like, why is this fun? Why? What's going on? And obviously, most of the time it's set up. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. Like, your acting is terrible.
I will say, so there's a subreddit called TikTok Cringe. It's not actually cringe. It typically is just like funny stuff from TikTok. And it has brought me beautiful things. Like I'll send you guys a link and Tim can put it in the show notes, of a dude playing. It's just a little sketch comedy bit with two aliens talking to each other. And it is, to me, fucking hilarious. But then there will also be stuff kind of like you did, one of the two of you. I don't know. You both sound the same to me now. One of you described earlier where it was like a duet situation where somebody's trying to be sexy, like, you know, it's a total thirst trap, and then somebody else responds to it completely out of character. Seeing duets like that, always hilarious to me. Because it's not like I'm going to attack this person for trying to be a thought. It's I'm going to take this and completely recontextualize it in a very funny way.
For those that know, that means that hoe over there.
I thought it was a thirsty hoe over there.
I heard that, but could be both could work. I don't know.
When a Gen Zer explained it to me several years ago, it was thirsty hoes over there.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it switched up. I don't know. The ones I do find interesting, though, is like someone will pose a question, and some of them are stupid questions, but some are actually interesting questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, like these are way better. one which I heard from an NPR story was like, what's something that you know that you think should be illegal? And this guy was saying, like, a lot of hospitals are nonprofits, and if you make less than a certain amount, they have to write off what you owe them. I'm like, oh shit, like that is huge. And like basically as a nonprofit helping people navigate like these different things, like getting their bills waived with hospitals. I'm like, that is a good TikTok right there.
That is.
Once TikTok's the sea shanty thing died down, I stopped caring about TikTok.
Well, you know, now people post YouTube stuff to TikTok stuff to YouTube. So that's my main kind of media consumption. So sometimes it pops up in my feed. The Busset one, which I click on, and I'm like, why am I clicking on these? Because I'm just gonna see more. But it's like there's a song playing, this lady's kind of dressed like normally, and then this beat drops, and then she drops down and she's like shaking her butt. I'm like, that is a lot of TikTok right there. A good percentage of TikTok. Ladies shaking the butt.
Yep. Finally.
Yeah, thirsty TikTok is definitely a thing.
I can see ladies shaking the butt from the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
I don't got to go to the club or nothing.
Guess what, Internet? That's a thing that already existed.
Well, yeah, now they're just making it more convenient. it's like the DoorDash of butts.
I thought Pornhub already was the DoorDash of butts, except those
maybe
butts
maybe you
don't
want all the porn, you just want to see someone shaking the butt.
Oh, well,
that's why Maxim exists, as opposed to just Playboy.
Oh, true, yes.
Speaking of which, we were moving, I found a bunch of old Maxims. I'm like, why am I saving these?
I subscribed to my Maxim for a while, and I never read them, and then I held on to some magazines having this this complicated idea. I'm like, oh, someday it's like, I'm going to read these. And Stephanie, she finally convinced me. She was right. She's like, you should throw them away. I'm like, yeah. But it was like, I don't know why I was so fucking attached to the magazines. Like, I was like genuinely sad throwing them to the recycle bin. I'm like, the fucking magazines are good shit.
I mean, I have a mountain of D23 magazines that I still haven't gotten rid of, but I'm like, I should. I'm never, like, the plastic is still on them. I'm never going to read these.
Could you sell them? That feels like something someone might be into.
Maybe.
I mean, I just feel like if they're like people love Disney.
I have heard that.
This is a true thing.
I don't know if you're weird.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they're like, oh, here's the breaking news about this new movie, The Avengers.
Oh, but people collect and keep random ass shit. You know what I mean?
Random ass shit.
Yes. I mean, that's where my shit comes from. It is ass.
The ass.
Universally.
So hang on. I'm going to send you guys a link.
No.
I was listening to, I don't know. Oh, I was trying to find an a cappella version of people singing the Marvel theme. You know, the
dun, 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 dun. That one? No. Yep. Sorry.
Tum tum. I couldn't find one, but I found one of this group doing the Avengers. And then it just, you know, like Noah said, now my phone's like, is that all you want from now for the rest of your life? Here's all of them.
I'm still amazed that you watch like TV shows on your tiny phone.
Yeah, I do. Ha ha ha. Okay, so I think I'll share it with you guys now.
I watch TV shows on my giant phone.
I mean, my phone's pretty big. Not gonna lie.
I like
so
phones.
They did a bunch of movie what are they called?
Themes?
What is the thing when they say ding logos? You know how like they do the logo before the movie? You not know what I'm talking about? Like in the CinemaSins, they'll be like 29 minutes of logos or whatever. Ding.
Are you talking about like the production companies and stuff?
Yeah, the production company logos.
Yeah.
And one of them they did was Universal.
Cards. Title cards. Or no. Is that wrong?
I think that's more for the actual movie.
Oh, okay.
Universe. I have never thought about the Universal logo or song ever really that much in my life. And like now we are constantly singing it around the house.
That is random.
Well, games mostly. And that was the only one where they actually worked the title in. Not only they just made, you know, like noises with their mouth like they're instruments. Mm-hmm. But for some reason that really sold. I'm like, that is a slapping little intro there, isn't it? That's it.
Well, that is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Hey, anytime.
Cool story, brah.
They also do like the next one or the one after that is the Netflix one where they just go boom and like that's the entire thing. But they also do like a bunch of sound effects for like Apple phones, Samsung phones, Windows messages. I'm like, the amount of time and effort this must have taken for five people to figure out the five-part harmony of the sound that it makes when you get an error message on your Windows screen.
They probably got that shit dialed in.
I mean, clearly. I forget how I got there and what I derailed this from, so I can't rail us back on it.
Tim.
I know we were on talking about TikTok stuff.
Rail me, Daddy.
Oh no.
I saw A Quiet Place Part Deuce.
Mm. Quieter than before.
It was just as good as the first one. So I say if you're into the first one, you will enjoy this one.
So you're saying if you enjoyed Shh, then you will enjoy Shh.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like, and it stresses me out. Like, it does a good, like, oftentimes, like, there's movies that are suspenseful. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I know it's going to happen. But, like, no, like, I'm like, oh, what is going to happen? Oh, how are they going to get out of this? Like, oh, this is stressful.
Nope.
No and thanks. I watched Luca.
Nope. Nah. Oh, Luca, I watched.
And it was good. I mean, it was by far not the best Pixar movie, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you go to the Pixar well for some entertainment, you're never going to go away thirsty.
Except for Cars 2 and 3.
Oh, 3 was good.
Really?
1 and 2, I would say.
Those are the two Pixar movies I have never seen.
Huh. 2 and 3?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen 2.
So I got to say, like, I don't know if it was the predictability of the plotting or if it was just the existence of Larry the Cable Guy.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Other words that I don't remember.
The Milkman, the Paperboy, and Evening TV.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Yep.
Anyway, you don't know if it was predictability or...
Or the existence of Larry the Cable Guy just, like, doing his fucking shtick constantly. The original Cars I was not a super big fan of, but I felt like 2 and 3 were even worse.
I feel like they sidelined Larry the Cable Guy for a lot of 3, which is part of why I enjoyed it.
Larry the Cable Guy!
The first one, though, man, when the slow motion shot, I've said this a million times, the slow motion shot of the girl by the waterfall, and we're all supposed to be like, oh, look, they're falling in love. I'm like, I could not give one single solitary fuck. Not a one. Not one can be given. I have none to give you. There are none to have. No. Turn it off. Let's go home.
You have not earned whatever this emotional moment is supposed to be. Good day.
And like, I hope that waterfall is making the road slick so she spins out and crashes. That's where I'm at.
Wow.
Pixar.
It's a little harsh.
Oh, speaking of excellent family entertainment, we watched The Boss Baby, Family Business.
Yeah. And you highly recommend?
Tim, as someone who loved the first Boss Baby, like favorite movie all time of the first Boss Baby, please tell me how much will I enjoy this movie?
Wait, are you saying I enjoyed it or you enjoyed it?
No, me. I want to understand.
Okay. I actually somewhat enjoyed the first Boss Baby. Granted, I didn't have to sit through all of it, so maybe that helped, because I have to say the first act and a half of Boss Baby Family Business, I was like, dear God, why? What have we done? Movies are a mistake at this point.
Wow. Was Alec Baldwin back?
Oh, of course.
Ah, yeah. You guys have heard the story about how Bill Murray ended up in Garfield, right?
No.
The director, his last name is Cohen, he thought it was one of the Cohen brothers.
Oh, no.
I mean, I've personally verified, but I've heard this story multiple times.
That's hilarious.
Like, not directly from him, but just like in a list of facts.
That's great.
It does not have her explain why he signed up for the second one.
He was like, well, that paycheck is easy.
Yeah.
Goes down smooth. I'm learning a lot about his involvement in the movie Scrooge, which I will be talking about on this month's Can't Wait for Christmas. Oh, ooh, look at that. Sneak preview for the people who listen, assuming I get this episode edited before that episode comes out, which is 50-50 at this point.
Yep. How many, do you have an episode in the bank you haven't edited?
I have two episodes in the bank I haven't edited.
Ah, sweet. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, listeners, the 25th of July is 2 weeks from today.
Oh boy.
To the date.
Oh, is it really? The podcast is going to come out on a Sunday?
Yep. Nah. Just like Jesus.
What?
Huh?
I guess he comes out. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to my house.
Yep.
I got snacks. Very, very limited snacks. Everybody gets one and a mouthful of wine and then get out.
I would eat a lot of crackers because if you drink too much wine, you will get fucked up. I'm just saying.
No, you get one cracker.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, Jesus. Just do like the loaves and fish thing with the crackers.
One cracker. And it's your uncle. It's your uncle cracker.
Oh, God.
Follow me and everything is all right. I bet you forgot this song existed.
I
tried to.
It's back, baby.
No,
just like Boss Baby, it's back and you didn't want it.
At the end of Black Widow, I was like, how did we get out of Civil War? I'm like, oh, right. Bigger shit happened.
Yeah. They realized that all their problems are relative.
Although Sokovia Accords are clearly still a thing in WandaVision.
Yeah.
Which is baffling to me. It's like, well, half the population was gone for 5 years, largely because of the Sokovia Accords. Well, keep them in place. What are the odds that's going to happen again?
Well, I would say that Falcon and the Winter Soldier was it's pretty clear that like world governments are still picking up the pieces, and WandaVision happens like right after the blip. So it's even months later, like they're still trying to figure shit out of like how do we adapt to the fact that half the people had like it was weird for half the people, but the other half of the people are severely traumatized by 5 years of the world being a very different place.
So now they gotta pick up the pieces.
I can't hear that lick without thinking about Sam Rockwell. dancing to it in Charlie's Angels.
I do not remember that scene at all.
I don't remember that at all. I thought you were going to say Iron Man 2, but he's dancing to something else in that, I imagine.
Or maybe it is Iron Man 2 that he dances to that.
Maybe your mother dances to it.
Robert but Ray. Yeah, it's definitely Sam Rockwell dancing to it in my head when I hear it.
Okay. I like that guy.
Doing his little, like, you know, shuffly, slidey feet thing. Where I'm like, it's definitely like a style that he keeps doing, but it's at the same time, it's like, look at that guy. He's just so fluid and so easy and free with himself. Why can't I be like that? Just a big lumbering fucking oaf all the time. And then I feel bad about myself, so I go eat. And then I feel better about myself.
It is Iron Man 2.
It is.
We kept it Marvel.
Look at us. Me misremembering and you fact-checking shit. It's a real role reversal kind of day. like that one episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where Picard comes from the future and spends most of the episode asleep because his brain's not working in our current time, but then tries to leave the Enterprise, so the other Picard shoots him for being a coward. It was a real role reversal kind of situation for him.
Yep, that's some first or second season bullshit right there.
That is some second season bullshit right there.
That's what I figured.
Yep. That's like back half of the second season. Now, we haven't hit Q Who, which is coming up real quick, but
Love that episode.
There are some and it's like it's in between Measure of a Man and Q Who. Mm-hmm. And totally. That it is some spiky quality levels in season two, Tim. I don't know if you remember this, but
that's
it's like,
funny that Noah has no idea what you just said, but that it completely contextualized where you are in season two for me.
Yep. Oh, I know. I know.
Measure of a Man
to.
is an excellent
Noah.
Episode. Well, it's a bad episode with lots of good parts in it. And Q Who is what introduced the Borg. Mm-hmm. So that's good times.
Yep. Yep. Love that scene.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Of course,
that scene. It's the whole episode, sir.
Yeah,
there's that one specific scene though. But that thing happened.
Do they end the series, the season strong? Do they, do they like, you know, tease the Borg, or do they, you know, do anything with Data or Worf or whatever? Nope. Ran out of money. The season finale is Riker remembers a bunch of shit that's happened in the show already.
Oh man, oof.
Oh,
that man. That one's rough.
It's a bottle episode clip show nightmare. Well, maybe, and I am remembering the fact that there's a future episode to come where Dr. Crusher fucks a space ghost, and then her grandma comes back from the dead. But the Riker remembers shit you've already seen episode may be the worst episode.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, now it's too late.
I know. I had to scroll over. They're not all on screen at once, and I was over, I was still on. What's you? How was everyone's week? Which is way on the other side.
Oh my god!
Did I say how my week was?
Who cares? No. I mean, I don't know. Let's think about it for a second.
Burned you, Andy.
Wait, what happened, Noah?
My
back.
What happened?
I said, "Hi,
no, burned
you."
Say your line.
Yeah. I'll stick on you, Andy.
Sorry.
Come on, man. Andy. People are wearing the t-shirts.
No one's wearing the t-shirts.
Yeah, it's because they don't exist.
Andy.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this fact, but that was a dig on you.
Shocking.
Oh,
God. I was unprepared for this revelation, Noah. I must reevaluate the world and my place within it. Oh, man. So,
you're back?
I know that. Yeah, I hurt my back and my neck and my pussy and my crack.
Oh. Is that not what you were going
to
say?
No, it was. I continued to deal with ankle and back issues, and then tripped and hyperextended my left elbow. So now my right ankle's fucked up, my lower back is fucked up, and my left elbow hurts like hell. So I am just falling apart slowly but surely here. So I recognize I am the least funny of the three Tancasters. I'm the least quick. I'm the least witty. I know my place. I'm the straight man. I'm the butt monkey. I get it. But I will say,
nuh-uh.
Very convincing.
See,
Tim.
I didn't even know how to react to that, Tim. Further proving my point. Ha ha, Uno reverse card on you. On me.
I know that proves your point. You're just like, oh, wow, my friend's a dick. At least I have that over him. I'm not a goddamn dick.
Why do I put up with this shit every week? So we had a team meeting just for my team on Friday, and somebody was talking about getting a new puppy, and he wants to get a Malamute. And somebody's like, hey, is that a husky? They did it to trigger him. He's like, no, it's not a husky. It's a different breed. They're like super husky. I'm like, super husky? That's the thing I am. And the Zoom call that we were on fucking died laughing at that shit. I was like, yes, I am super work funny. I know my pocket. I am work appropriate meeting, quick punch, back right on back out of there funny. That is that's my target audience right there. People starve for humor and ground down by the nature of capitalistic society. I am there to add just a hint of levity to monthly meetings. Once a month for 1 second. But I gotta say, you know, had to bask in the glory of that when everyone's cracking up. I was like, oh, feels good, man. It feels good. Now I know how Tim feels all the time.
Not really.
Not all the time. Not all the time.
I've seen Tim die on stage. I know it's not all the time.
Worse is dying in real life.
Yeah. Can someone just kill me now?
Dying on stage is pretty bad.
But do it in a funny way. Like, do it in a way that the audience will laugh at. So that's my last memory going out.
I've had to teach classes, for my job, and like, when it's not going well and I can't remember shit, I'm not like that feeling. This is uncomfortable.
I have come up with a whole bunch of ways of making fun of myself if I really whiff on something that I'm like trying to teach people.
I feel less about it now because now I know more of the material, but I think part when I didn't know it, then I was just like, oh, this stresses me out.
Yeah. I will say, like, the first time I was asked to get up in front of a literal room full of people, like the first time I had like 100 people in the room and I was trying to teach them something, I was at least in a point in my career and in a point with like familiarity with the shit that I was supposed to be teaching them on, that I knew the shit cold. I knew it backwards, forwards. I knew how to explain it to people. I'd been explaining it to people for a long time. But it's like getting up in front of a classroom kind of situation is still very fundamentally different than having like two or three people gathered around a computer in a meeting group and be like, okay, so you do this and then you do this and then over here and then this. And if this goes wrong, then this is the way that you fix it and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So trying to do that where there is no conversation, there is no back and forth. It's a room full of people and it's just you.
Also, like, I see this on Zoom meetings and I try to respond just because, like, when you say any questions and then people just stare at you blankly, you're like, all right, this feels awkward.
Yeah. And I get why it's awkward for people. So I've been trying to find better ways of asking that.
Because I'm always I don't want to talk. I want this meeting to be over.
Yeah, but it also feels awkward when you're all just sitting there in silence.
Yeah, but it's like if they say, are there any questions? You don't want to be like, nope, like right away because
That's hard because like, I don't want to speak for that guy over there. Maybe he had a question.
Yeah, yeah. And especially it's also hard for people who actually do have questions because they hit this like, does anybody have any questions? And if everyone's just kind of feeling awkward and they're like, oh yeah, I've got a question. It's like, everyone else got this and they're just waiting. If you're in a room with people and a bunch of people have confused looks on their faces, you can feel more free to step up.
Yeah. I think for me, like I've gotten to a point where it's like, as long as I'm paying attention, like, and I just didn't miss something and I don't understand something, I'm perfectly okay being like, I don't know what the acronym is. Or I'm like, can you explain this to me more? Cause I'm like, hey, it doesn't behoove me not to know it. Like, yeah. And then if other people think I'm dumb or whatever, whatever, I don't care. Like, and I'm also sure someone else probably doesn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially when it's things like that, you know, when it's easy, small things, but like they can make a difference in understanding, like, hey, can you explain this acronym? Even if you know it, that can actually be a good thing for you as a participant to do, just to grease the skids for the rest of the group. Like you ask the first easy question. You know, again, it may not even be something that you understand. You could even say, like, hey, I understand this, what this acronym is, but can you define it for us?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for anyone who doesn't know.
I got to say, I strongly dislike the use of acronyms in a business setting. Like, yeah. It just comes from this thing of, like, we all know what this means. I'm like, no, I don't know what the fuck this means. Like, why don't we just say what the thing is? It's hilarious because there's a director I have who I cannot remember her fucking name because we don't refer to her as her name. We just refer to her as KPK. And then I'm like, all right, I think it's Catherine, but what is the other part? Like,
there are two people at my company like that. And yeah, it's like going and searching for them is super fun when you need to email them.
Yeah, and there's a couple times it's come up where I'm just like, oh, wait, what exactly is her name again? All right, let me figure this out. Like, I mean, now I have it, but it's just like for a while, I just like, because they just would use initials. I'm like, oh, this is annoying. I need to know your name so I can like type it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Super fun is also remembering people where it's like, okay, so like the last group that I was working with, there was a dude who he goes by his middle name. In every system except for one, it respects the fact that he goes by his middle name, and you can ping him on any of these different systems with the actual name that you know him by. But there was one system that uses his first name, so you got to remember his first name too, because if you need to mention him in this other system, it's his first name. And it's like that one system is just giving everyone the finger and fucking it up for everybody. Not his fault. Yeah. Not anybody's fault, not an acronym thing, but yeah, like that one little bit of inconsistency, very similarly, fucks you every time you try to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I talked about, yes, I did, sorry.
Okay.
I was trying to think if I talked about my last weekend when I saw my coworkers, and I did, because I also talked about hanging out with Tim.
I'm about to see a bunch of coworkers later this week on Wednesday, I think.
Is this the first time you see them in person in a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yep. There was another thing earlier this month that was not just like my team, but was like the entire office that they were going to get to. And then just a shitload of storms started happening that day. And it was also the Friday before not Memorial Day, Independence Day weekend. And I'm like, so we would be driving home from this in Friday rush hour in the rain on holiday Friday. It'll take us like – probably take us like 30, 40 minutes to get there. It's going to take us 3 or 4 hours to get home. So maybe not. Maybe we'll skip this one.
But now you can see him.
I do.
See the beautiful faces in person.
Yeah, and specifically my team, the people that I like the most. All the rest of the office can go fuck itself.
No,
not really. No, actually, I've got a lot of friends in the rest of the office that I haven't seen in a long time, too. And I was looking forward to hopefully seeing some of them. But again, the whole, like, let's go and spend, you know, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours with coworkers and then spend 4 hours in dangerous traffic driving home. Yeah. When Caitlin, like, she wasn't feeling super great. And I still am dealing with, obviously, the ankle thing. So I was like, yeah, but I think this one just became optional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do have a question for you guys.
No.
Shoot.
Have you ever heard of the concept of flow state?
Yes.
So it's like it's a point where your skills and your instincts and kind of your emotional situation, like they all come together. Jazz musicians refer to it as being in the pocket, and lots of athletes call it being in the zone. And Moyles refer to it as a sensation of pure bris.
Oh, God in heaven. What's that all for that?
Oh, my God. That was a long way to go, buddy.
It was. Oh, man. I tried that out on Caitlin yesterday, and she almost divorced me, so I figured it was good enough for Tancast.
Thought you were going to say something important.
Nope.
That was my bad. That was me.
Just the dumbest joke I've come up with in a long time. And I'm like, oh, I got to share it with the guys.
Do you though?
I did.
Did you know?
But it was for me, not for you. I hope you recognize this. I hope you understand what I just did was 100% for me, not even 0% for you or the listeners. It was negative for you guys. Oh. So, shall we wrap this shit show up?
That happened. On that note?
Might as well. Might as well. Can't get any better than that.
I was waiting for an appropriate time to kill the episode. That seemed like it was about right.
Well done. The episode is dead. You've killed it. Send condolences to the episode's family.
I do still have to explain Brisses to my son, though, because he didn't get the joke and he's been bothering me to explain it.
That's
on
you,
sir. This isn't going to get better once you understand it, bud. You heard how your mom reacted.
So, Briss is like the ceremony of cutting off the foreskin, correct?
Correct. Yep. It's a circumcision ceremony.
Yeah.
And the Moyle is the religious person, the rabbi who specializes in doing that.
I still never understood, like how some random dude can do that. Feels like a very sensitive thing.
I mean, it is very sensitive. A lot of nerve endings there.
Well, it was, and certainly fucking took it away from me.
I mean, they're still there.
No, I lost some of them.
No, they're there. Oh, no, I meant they're there on the piece of skin, wherever it is.
Yeah, whatever, wherever they went off to.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, whoever ate it.
Oh.
Oh. Like gum.
It's chewy.
Come on. Blow a bubble.
I mean, no, have you ever had calamari? How do you think they get the rings?
Oh, no.
Oh, from pig anuses.
Pig or pink?
Pig.
Okay. He said pink, and I was like, why is
it? It works both ways.
This is this American Life story about it. You should listen to it.
No.
They actually did a test, like did a comparison.
Oh. Of asked me
pig anus to calamari.
Okay.
Some guy who does pigs is like, oh yeah, they take the pig names and they make them to calamari.
Well, we're having the calamari again.
I love that story.
To think we almost accidentally edited this episode already.
I know. Then we just had to get our learn on, didn't we?
Well, now, never trust calamari.
You've heard of stuff you should know? This is stuff you wish you didn't know.
I could have gone to my grave without knowing that.
No one ruined squid.
To be fair, they did not definitively prove it. Spoiler.
Okay.
But that means they didn't definitively disprove it either.
Yes, but you know, it seems more likely it's probably squid.
I mean, you get the little tentacles in there. So it's like, are they just like putting squid tentacles and throwing the rest of the squid away and like bringing in some pig anus to
not all the hatch tentacles.
Oh. I mean, at the finest restaurants I go to, there's always tentacles.
I mean, so, I feel like I've gone to fancy places of tentacles, but I feel like I've gone to other places where it's just all rings.
Where'd the tentacles go? Where'd the tentacles go?
Well, maybe they were never tentacles to begin with.
Oh. Or if there were, that's a funky anus. That pig had a
That pig had a sarlacc pit for a butt. I know what that thing's called.
Oh. Sorry, I couldn't even finish the sentence. That pig had a lot of hemorrhoids before I almost gagged a little in my mouth.
Have you guys seen the trailer for Pig with Nicolas Cage?
No.
No?
I don't know if Tim would be interested. Andy, I think you should watch it.
Okay.
I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm mildly interested.
All right. No, like it's weird, mildly but interested.
Typical weird of Nicolas Cage. It feels like a more subdued Nicolas Cage.
Okay. So he's not going to be asking anyone where the bees are?
No, but he's asking people where his pig is.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know I love me some weird Nicolas Cage. Like like Lord of War was fucking amazing. And I liked Weatherman and, yeah.
Well, I don't even feel like that's peak weird Nicolas Cage, though.
True. Like, Adaptation was pretty fucking weird.
But you're talking with like mainstream stuff. Like he does like these little small films that are just like, what? Like he did that horror movie where he doesn't speak and he fights those Five Nights at Freddy's creatures.
What?
Oh, shit. I hadn't even heard about this.
What?
This wasn't you were just on the tip of the Nicolas Cage iceberg, my friend.
Oh, I am.
Here, I'll find the movie real quick. I mean, it's not exactly them, but it's basically like these animatronic creatures that evil creatures that have come to life.
What?
Willy's Wonderland. It's on Hulu.
Okay. Well, I know what I'm doing today.
He also did that movie In the Color, which was fucking weird. It was based off of who's that famous Cthulhu author guy?
You mean did Color Out of Space?
Color Out of Space. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yes. And that's Lovecraft.
Yes, that was fucking weird.
Well, yeah, Lovecraft is weird. So there's also Spider-Man Noir. So
me and my friends have watched a bunch of like bad Nicolas Cage movies.
Okay,
like Tai Chi Master.
Oh wow. Yeah, I feel like there's a whole level of Nicolas Cage films that I just have not experienced.
Oh, there's one where there's like some genetically debt all this time.
what was that, Tim?
How have you not known he's been paying off his tax debt all this time by, here's a script, yes. Here's a script, yes. Here's a script, yes. Here's a yes. I didn't even say script yet. It doesn't matter. I need to pay off this debt, whatever it is.
Jesus Christ. Check out his IMDb. So there's two movies in 2010, but he followed that up with five movies in 2011, just one in 2012, but then 1, 2, 3 in 2013, 1, 2, 3, 4... in 2014, 2 in 2015, 4 in 2016, 4, 5, 6 in 2017. Jesus, he's accelerating.
Primal, he's fighting a 400-pound white jaguar.
As you do.
And the animal breaks free, so Nicolas Cage has to fight.
Motherfucker did six movies in 2019.
Trying to get that Samuel L. Jackson record.
I guess. But the hard way. He's just trying to fill in the rest of his 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon resume. He's gonna make his everybody number one. Win 6 degrees and hold the bacon just by remembering the entire oeuvre of Nicolas Cage.
Every once in a while, I'll see a movie, and I'm like, oh, this would be good for connection, and then I'm like, I forget the movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this has got a lot of people. Or I'm like, oh, I didn't realize these two people were in this movie together. All right.
Oh, was that really your Never Trust?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then not today, Ring Camera.
Or Rings of Calamar.
Oh, Never Trust Rings, I guess.
Except onion rings. Ring. Delicious onion rings.
Mm. What do I hate? What do I hate?
I don't know. What do you hate?
I guess I hate that I'm a human Jenga tower. Just continuing to collapse in slow motion from bottom to top. I do hate that that fascists tried marching in Philadelphia on the 4th of July weekend, but I do love the City of Brotherly Love's response to it, to chase them all back into their rented vans, beating their asses until they ran away.
Yeah!
That's some brotherly love for you.
I have the thing up.
Sometimes love hurts. Old-fashioned way. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. So I sorted Nicolas Cage's movies on IMDb based on their IMDb rating. Descending order, which I'm realizing is a mistake, because I'm seeing a lot of movies that I've seen before, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, I should watch that. What I really ought to have done is what Noah has apparently done and scroll to the bottom. Reverse that order and then work my way up.
Or you just go to Hulu and look up all the Nicolas Cage movies, and those are probably going to be the bad ones.
All right.
Although I feel like Willy's Wonderland looks kind of entertaining. I haven't watched it yet, but...
it's got middling reviews, so... Jesus Christ, this guy's been a lot of stuff. To the point that I tried like just speed scrolling, and IMDb just full-on crashed. It's like, no, too much.
Jim, I got a ticket.
Ooh, excuse me.
Excuse you.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Bacon hasn't even been in as many movies as him.
Who hasn't been?
Kevin Bacon.
Oh. Yeah.
Or acting credits, I should say. No, necessarily all movies.
Yeah, so he's got 102 acting credits. Christopher Lee.
Ooh. Oh, there's another female-led action movie coming out called Protégé with Samuel Jackson.
Okay. Christopher Lee has 281.
In a row?
Oh, man. There was a work chat where I was trying to do some, like, Da Vinci Code level shit, and somehow I got to... It was like 98 degrees minus something else. Well, oh, it was 135 degree turn minus 98 degrees leaves you with 37, which is a meaningful term in, or it was a meaningful number in the movie Clerks. And I just glossed over the fact that it was a meaningful number in the movie Clerks. But two other people in the work chat are like, we see you. We know what that number means.
We see what you're up to.
I think I'm going to capitalize the U, and that's a dig on you, Andy.
All right.
Yep. Better.
Capitalized, bold, italics, underline. Do important, whatever you got
to
do.
Important things team needs to address right now.
Do like one of those outline type things. Drop shadow.
Andy, come on.
Yeah.
I guess we can stop the episode.
Probably. This is jibber jabber.
Jibber. Oh, it's an hour and 10 minutes. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Why can't we just record 2 minute episodes?
Dude, there's 8 minutes of that is the after jibber jabber.
That doesn't matter. I still have to edit it.
Oh,
this
no.
is why they don't come out.
I don't want to edit it. No.